Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 19th of May 2024. Equity markets recorded a fourth straight week of gains and reached record highs following the release of inflation data from the US that has investors once again betting that interest rate cuts may not be too far away. The catalyst for the market moves over the week appeared to be the release of US inflation data in the form of the Consumer Price Index. For the month of April, CPI rose by 3.4%, a slight deceleration from the 3.5% increase noted in March. Forecasts had pegged the CPI's monthly gain at 0.4% and an annual rise of 3.4%. This moderation in consumer price inflation, down from a peak of 9.1% in June 2022, has influenced market expectations, with the probability of a rate cut in September escalating to 73% post-release from an earlier prediction of 69%. Some economists are even posting that the Federal Reserve might begin to ease borrowing costs as early as July. Notably, housing costs, including rents, have consistently risen by 0.4% for three consecutive months, while fuel prices surged by 2.8%, collectively accounting for over 70% of the CPI's upward movement. Elsewhere, in economic developments that supported the week's narrative, US retail sales plateaued unexpectedly in April, marking a stark contrast to the 0.6% increase seen in the preceding month. This stagnation, amidst high interest rates and persistent inflation, surprised economists who had anticipated a 0.4% uptick. Dealing with a very different economic dynamic, China has announced additional stimulus measures to rejuvenate its faltering property sector. The central bank has established a $41.5 billion lending facility aimed at enabling state-owned enterprises to purchase properties and convert them into affordable housing. Furthermore, thresholds for down payments have been reduced from 20 to 15% for first-time buyers and from 30 to 25% for second homes. The latest data reveal that new home prices have contracted for the 10th consecutive month, with the 0.6% month-on-month decrease marking the steepest decline since November 2014. In a bid to boost spending in critical sectors such as food security, energy and manufacturing, plans to issue $140 billion in long-dated bonds, with maturities extending up to 50 years, were also unveiled. Looking at equity returns, US equities closed the week up 1.5%, whilst US technology added over 2% for the week, demonstrating greater sensitivity to the potential of rate cuts in the US as soon as September. European equities were up 0.4%, whilst UK equities finished slightly lower as sterling jumped to $1.27 against the US dollar. Japanese equities were up 1.5%, despite data showing that the economy had contracted over the first quarter of the year. Chinese equities were broadly flat for the week despite the announced stimulus measures by the country's central bank. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening. For further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.